Hey, this is Jonathan Goodman, and I have incredibly exciting news. My book, The Obvious Choice, is now available for purchase in Kindle, in Audible, and in hardcover. Anywhere that you find books, please go on Amazon, please go to whatever bookstore you like, buy yourself a copy, buy a copy for a friend. Hope that you absolutely love it. Now let's get into the show.
All right, here's something I've been obsessing about. It's discovering work worth doing in an AI world where it seems like we won't really have to do that much work anymore. For example, people say writing will disappear with artificial intelligence, and perhaps some of it will. But writing is clarity of thought. And clear thinking in a world where everything is simple and easy will become even more valuable as less people do it. Just like the washing machine freed us from scrubbing clothes by hand, it didn't eliminate the need for us to care for our families. Right? AI does the same thing. It frees us from information processing, but it doesn't eliminate the need for human judgment, for creativity, for connection. You see, each technological revolution asks us again, which herd will you choose now? Maybe that herd is writing like this. Maybe it's brain dumps like this, not to publish, instead primarily done as a way to think better. Maybe that's actually like really important. You don't have to write though. There's other ways. I've got a friend who watches a movie every night after his 9-to-5 at the bank. He works some middle management position at a local branch. Twice a week, him and a buddy record a podcast about obscure movie trivia. That's awesome. Like, they even have a sponsor now. What a cool thing to work on. He took something that he enjoys and turned it into a project to share it with a friend. Now he's building a side hustle business out of it. Will it go anywhere? I don't know. Does that matter? He's having fun. He's learning new things. Audio production, selling sponsorships, communication. AI tools are redrawing the boundaries of what work we can delegate versus what we should do ourselves. When anything repetitive, analytical, or information heavy can be outsourced to an algorithm, I ask you, what remains? I think the answer is the work that transforms us. The heart that changes who we are and deepens our connection to the people that matter to us. So, I urge you to choose your heart. There's actually a chapter in my next book called Choose Your Heart. Here's a bit from the introduction. I say, there's a paradox with fitness that while working out is hard, living out of shape is harder. And the same is true of mental work. Our brains, like our bodies, need the right kind of resistance to remain sharp, function at their best. Much of our current culture celebrates escaping work, suggesting that the goal is to earn an effortless life. But what if that's exactly backwards? What if the goal isn't to eliminate hardship, but to choose the right kind of hard? I'm thinking about this more and more because of artificial intelligence. You see, I'm a late adopter to stuff, to everything. My Instagram handle is literally at It's Coach Goodman. Not my name, or my last name, or even the word coach and then my name. No, there's an ITS and It's before it. That's not even proper grammar. It doesn't have the sky comma. That's how late to Instagram I was. And it's the same to everything. I move slow. Turtles are my spirit animal. I don't jump on trends, and because of that, I'll never be the guy in the spotlight. But you bet your ass I'll always be there, working, chugging along, improving. Your good work that matters is all that matters. I could go on, and in the future, maybe I'll talk more about my process and prompting for books. If you want that, let me know in the comments. But here's how I suggest you approach content creation right now. Choose an AI. Give it a hard take. Educate it about your background. Ask it to debate you. Tell it to summarize your conversation. And then get it to spit out scripts and content pieces for you based off of your conversation. AI doesn't eliminate the need for hard work. It eliminates our excuses for doing the wrong kind of hard. When machines can handle the grunt work, we're left with a more important question. What difficult, transformative work will you choose to embrace? The deeper lesson here, the deeper thought, philosophy here is less about AI and more about work. So let's get back to that. Choosing what work you do has never been more important. Figuring out what to struggle on has never been more important. And deciding what to delegate either to a machine or a man has never been more important. And so I propose a new way of thinking about your work. One that takes into account time and money, of course, but also one that accounts for the loss of the joy in the work, the loss of the pride of having done the work, and the potential loss in connection to your loved ones formed as a result of the work. When we think about which tasks to do ourselves and which to delegate, most people use a simple calculation. They ask, is my time worth more than what I pay somebody else to do this? And I think there's more to it. So what I did is I developed...
If you've listened this far into the podcast, I want to invite you to buy a copy of my new book, The Obvious Choice. It's available now. A lot of people have been asking me what the book's about. The central premise is that it's learning how to position yourself as the clear and trusted answer to a specific group's problems. You see, a lot of people these days are trying to become famous to the faceless, anonymous internet. Instead of becoming the obvious choice to a smaller amount of people who are going to buy from you. It's actually much better, much more profitable, much easier, and much faster, and much less stressful to be obviously perfect to a smaller amount of people than just okay to a lot of people who are never going to buy you. You see, you don't need to be the best at everything or chase the largest audience. You need to become the most relevant to your people. What I do is I emphasize the importance of understanding your audience's needs, meeting them where they already are, and delivering such value that choosing anyone else feels irrational. And so pick up a copy of the book. It's in Kindle, it's in Audible, it's in hardcover, wherever you find books. Hope that you absolutely love it.
I developed a 5-test filter for you. And I call these the work worth doing tests. So when deciding which tasks to do yourselves versus outsource, consider more than just efficiency. Ask yourself these questions. Number one, the connection test. Will this help me build more meaningful relationships? For example, mowing your lawn alongside your children creates memories you can't outsource. Making dinner with your spouse might take longer than takeout, but efficiency isn't the point. Chatting while chopping vegetables is the point. Then there's the growth test. Will this teach me something valuable? An example is building that bookshelf that might take you 3 times longer than doing it with a professional, but the skills and the confidence you gain, they might serve you for decades. Then we move on to the pride test. Will being able to say, I did that, bring me genuine satisfaction? You see, many achievements feel hollow when purchased rather than owned. Think about the difference between buying an Olympic gold medal off of eBay versus earning one yourself. Then you've got the presence test. Will it ground me in a physical reality? You see, knowledge workers particularly, they need tactical work to balance this digital abstraction that we have. Dirt under your fingernails, calluses on your palms. It does a body good. And then the final test is the legacy test. Will this create memories to pass down? Teaching your children to change a tire might seem inefficient compared to roadside assistance, but you're passing down more than just a skill. Work worth delegating usually fails these tests. So when you go through all 5 of these tests, right, again, you've got the connection test, the growth test, the pride test, the present test, the legacy test. If you say yes to any of those, you should do the damn thing yourself. If you say no to all of those, yeah, sure, delegate the thing. When you hire work to be done, it loses its meaning. It's there. The end result of it is there, but it's empty. No memories. It's just another thing that exists. You see, the best night's sleep always comes after a hard day's work. An honest tiredness, the kind that comes when you know you've put everything you have into your day, when you've left it all on the field. You see, every day you have a choice. You can choose the hard road of meaningful effort or the seemingly easy path that leads to emptiness, the work that tires your body but energizes your mind, or the comfort that leaves you restless. I wrote this on Sunday morning, 8 a.m., and I woke up at 6 a.m. to begin to write this. The day before that was Jaden's 3rd birthday. Both of my boys had a lot of sugar. They didn't sleep well, which means that I didn't sleep well. It's hard to say how many hours of rest I got that night. 3, maybe 4. I've gotten to the point where I stopped counting how many times I've woken up on any given night. It's depressing. At least 6 that night, though, probably more. But still, I got myself up at 6 a.m. to write this for you on a Sunday. It would have been much easier to sleep in. And if I'm honest, probably healthier, too. But a weird thing happens when you discover your work worth doing, which is that you don't mind being tired. Like, I should be tired. If I'm honest, my head is heavy, though I'm never going to admit that to Allison, and it's time to shut off because, you know, my kids are going to wake up soon, and I just went pee, and Allison was already stirring, so I went in to give her a kiss, and we have a full day ahead. Days with a 7 and a 3-year-old, they're always full. despite not sleeping well, despite waking up early to write, where I should be tired. I know that getting up early to write this to you is going to leave me with more energy today for my family, not less. That's the weird thing about finding the work worth doing. The exhaustion is satisfying, which is energizing. I don't pretend to understand it. I can't explain it in physiological terms, but I know it to be true. So don't avoid work. Instead, find your work worth doing. Choose your heart. Choose meaningful work over empty leisure. Choose energizing exertion over dulling comfort. Choose focus over scattered distraction. These choices won't make your life easier, but they will make it worth living. As always, thank you for listening. And if you could think of just one person today to text this to send this to email this to, somebody who might benefit with it or resonate with it, I'd really appreciate that. Thanks so much. Hope you could.